America's largest boating marketplace, offering easy financing and over 100,000 boat listings to choose from. Sell, find, and finance new or used boats on America's largest boating marketplace. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Hey everyone, Will Cooper here, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. Join us as we dive deep into the world of hunting and outdoor pursuits. We've brought together some of the most accomplished individuals in the industry to share their invaluable insights and experiences with you. But here's the kicker. It's not just about hunting tips and tactics. We're exploring how you can carve your own path, elevate your skills, and gain some wisdom from the best in the field. So whether you're a seasoned hunter looking to fine-tune your skills or a newbie eager to learn, our podcast has something for everyone. Stay tuned for more exciting guests and hotter topics. Don't miss out and subscribe to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast today and start making your mark in the great outdoors.
Hey, is this thing on? Hello? Hit it again. I think it's on now. Welcome to Hiker Trash Radio, where each week, Doc will drag some colorful characters out of the woods to talk trail and type 2 fun. If you're aspiring hiker trash, or if you're just looking to understand the hiker trash in your life, look no further. So lace up those boots, gnaw on some jerky, and settle into your 20-mile pace as we fire up the podcast from somewhere deep in the backcountry. It's time to embrace the suck.
All right, break out the jerky and settle in because it's time for another edition of The Last 10 on Hiker Trash Radio. That's right. We've got another bonus episode for you that's going to help us take a deep dive into the mind of some of our favorite guests to find out what makes them tick. We understand here at Hiker Trash Radio that during our regular episodes, we serve up a full-size portion of our guests. And I want you to think of The Last 10 as a bite-sized snack designed to whet your appetite. That's right. Hiker Trash Radio, fun size. I'm going to do my best to get a snapshot of my guest's daily life by using the last 10. 10 questions that all relate to the last time they did or said something. This week's volunteer, and yes, I'm using air quotes on that word, is Jeff Oliver. Welcome to the last 10, Jeff. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay. Hey, let's start off by giving our listeners a brief thumbnail of who you are and what you do for fun. You have 30 words or less to describe yourself. Go ahead.
I'm a photographer with a hiking problem, I guess. Through hiker extraordinaire, hiker trash, whatever. Yeah, I love photography. That's my passion in life, but I'm lucky that I can combine hiking and do the same, both at the same time. Yeah, I would say I'm a photographer with a hiking problem.
Any urban cityscapes in your photo collection?
Yes. In fact, when I was in Stockholm, Sweden, before I started the Kungsleden, I did a little city walk and I got some cityscape people shots that I'm quite proud of, actually, in Stockholm, Sweden. They're up on my Instagram.
Okay. Hey, let's get to the last 10. So, number one, what was the last adventure you took?
Last adventure I took? The Kungsleden in Sweden, most recently. I ran a half marathon this morning on my local trails.
That counts. Absolutely. Question number two. What was the last song you listened to?
Oh, shit. If I say Taylor Swift, would you cut me out of the loop? No, <I'm just> what song I listened to? This is going to sound real nerdy, but when I did my half marathon this morning, I listened to a lot of motivational, like David Goggins type motivational speeches. So I would have to say David Goggins was screaming in my ear this morning. That was the last quote unquote song I listened to.
Some beautiful music right there.
Right.
Question number three. What was the last piece of advice you gave someone?
The last piece of advice I gave someone was actually a guy that came through REI recently, last week, in fact, and he was getting ready for the Appalachian Trail. And I could see he was real wide-eyed about all the gear he was buying, a lot of stuff at once. I'm like, dude, put all that back, reach out to me, and we'll talk through this. Like I said before, you're just going to be walking, dude. It's not that big of a deal. Don't stress about this gear you got. I'm trying to sell you right now.
Okay. Question number four, when was the last time you were surprised?
Last time I was surprised. That's a tough one. Trying to remember. I guess just living a day-to-day life, I'm surprised that I can tolerate a little bit better these days. Usually I only last like a month at my job when I first come off these trails, so I have my tolerance for people is at an absolute zero. I think I've gotten better at it the last few years, and it probably helps that I work at REI, so the people I work with are pretty good. Yeah, my tolerance for people is a little bit better. I'm quite surprised at that.
Yeah, we've been talking for close to 2 hours now. You've been highly tolerant of me, so I can tell.
People in small doses for me. I'm good with that.
All right. Question number five. What was your last purchase?
Last purchase? Probably hiking gear. Working in REI, it's a dangerous place to work for sure. The last purchase I actually ordered probably was a kettlebell. Yeah, I do a lot of kettlebell work. I had to get a new one because I lost my old ones. Yeah, kettlebell was the last thing I purchased.
And how much did it weigh?
I think I bought a 35-pounder. I can get myself a pretty brutal workout with one 35-pound kettlebell.
Okay. Question number six. When was the last time you laughed really hard?
Oh, damn. So probably listen to podcasts. I've been listening to a lot of running podcasts. There's one I've been listening to recently, the Running Channel from the UK. They have a really good dynamic between the three of them. One of them being he's a former Olympic mile runner, and their dynamic is awesome. So I listen to those guys quite often on my commute to work. So I'll probably listen to that podcast.
Okay. Question number seven. What was the last book you read?
Last book I read. The last book I read was probably, I brought a book with me to Sweden. I've read it a couple times. It's Liberty Johnson. It's basically the real Jeremiah Johnson. I've read that book a few times and I read it quite often. So yeah, the saga of Jeremiah Johnson I've read.
I am not surprised. Question number eight. What was your last meal that you ate?
Last meal. So if you watch my YouTube channels, you'd probably think I still eat like hiker trash, but I'm pretty diligent in taking care of my body when I'm off trail. I eat pretty clean, so that's going to sound real boring, but chicken and rice and broccoli, I pretty much eat that every single day. I try to keep my body in tip-top shape the older I get. But yeah, I don't eat for pleasure anymore. I eat for purpose.
I don't know what to be impressed. I don't know if I should be impressed or depressed hearing that. So
when I'm on trail, I can eat like a kindergartner and get away with it. Now that I'm 43, if I was to eat the Nutella every single day, I have a gut on me for sure.
All right. Question number nine. What was the last thing you Googled?
Oh, ultra marathon training. I Googled it today looking at different training plans. Yep.
Is that your new obsession?
It is my obsession. I got to have, when I'm off trail and I'm doing this bullshit working life thing, I have to train towards something. So yes, I'm straight up obsessed with running these days and nerding out on it big time.
All right. Question number 10. Last question. What was the last mistake you made?
Oh, the last mistake I made. Damn, that's a good one. But I think, top of my head, nothing's coming to me. The last mistake I made. I guess when I first got back from Sweden, I tried to go right into training hard. My body, even though it was a shorter trail, my body was needed to adapt. I needed that couple week adapted period, and I went right back into running when I finished, and my joints locked up pretty hard. So getting into it too soon, I think I made that mistake, because being a short trail, I've done 6 month long hikes, my body should be fine. But when you're pushing miles like that, even for a shorter hike like 270 miles, you need to take that time off to get your body back to normal. So yeah, I went back into it too hard. I started running right when I got home.
Too hard, too fast. All right. Hey, that was fantastic. I feel like I know you a whole lot better, and I hope this has piqued the interest of our listeners. So Jeff, thank you very much for coming on The Last 10. If you want to hear more from Jeff Oliver, be sure to listen in when his full episode goes live later this season. Always remember, the trail is the trail. Embrace the suck.
Hey everyone, Will Cooper here, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. Join us as we dive deep into the world of hunting and outdoor pursuits. We've brought together some of the most accomplished individuals in the industry to share their invaluable insights and experiences with you. But here's the kicker, it's not just about hunting tips and tactics. We're exploring how you can carve your own path, elevate your skills, and gain some wisdom from the best in the field. So whether you're a seasoned hunter looking to fine-tune your skills or a newbie eager to learn, our podcast has something for everyone. Stay tuned for more exciting guests and hotter topics. Don't miss out and subscribe to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast today and start making your mark in the great outdoors.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.